Shams, is this one of those situations where it's truly accountability that's being embraced, or is Nico Harrison being used as a scapegoat for a decision ownership compelled him to make because they made it clear that they weren't interested in giving Luka Doncic the supermax that would have been for over $300 million at the time? Which one is it, Shams?
This was Nico Harrison's decision, 100% all the way. This was his concept, his idea, his plan, his pitch. Now, anytime a general manager makes a trade, you're not just making it in a vacuum. There's going to be support you're going to need internally with your front office lieutenants, which the foremost front office lieutenants in that Mavericks organization, they were supportive of the decision. You need your head coach aligned, Jason Kidd. There was support there. And then you need ownership to support it. And ownership was supportive and greenlit that move. And so the buck stops with Nico Harrison because Nico Harrison's the one that pushed this. And the telltale moment within the Mavericks organization was when they made it to the NBA Finals in 2024. It was months after Mark Cuban sold his ownership stake, majority ownership stake. And Nico Harrison, his voice and his relationship with Patrick Dumont grew very close. Mark Cuban hired Nico Harrison. I think there was an expectation that there was going to continue to be Mark Cuban's involvement. Mark Cuban ultimately was cut out. It was Patrick Dumont and Nico Harrison. And after they made it to the finals, Patrick Dumont really thought Nico Harrison was a basketball savant. He thought Nico Harrison was basketball gospel. And when you have that type of influence on your owner and you come up with this idea, to an extent, Patrick Dumont was surprised about the about all the reaction that people were having. That's how naive from an ownership level and how naive the Mavericks were as an organization to not know the impact of trading a player like Luka Doncic, who was supposed to be the next Dirk Nowitzki, spend his whole career there, have a statue there, have his jersey retired there at one point. So the buck stops with Nico Harrison, but that trade's not happening unless that trade is greenlit.
I totally understand that, and it does show the ignorance of ownership if they're going to act like they were shocked at the reaction to trading a Luka Doncic. How could you not know that?